Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here with Mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, guys.
This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. My mom, if you're watching, you'll see, is wearing a birthday hat because we are recording on my birthday. It is my
Happy birthday!
Thank you. It is my 29th birthday. I have one more year in my 20s. I am no longer a youngin.
You're still a youngin.
I'm not.
You're still in your 20s.
I know, but I'm at that point where my success is no longer, oh my God, you're so young to be this successful. It's more like, yeah, at this age, you should be this successful. That's how I've always viewed it. My mom has a lovely birthday sign. How did you print that? What is that?
Dad did it. I said, I need a birthday sign for Rachel and balloons. And then what he did.
Oh, I see. It looks seamless, except the
no.
Oh, okay.
No, it's
okay,
a bunch.
Let's see. Okay. For the listeners, you're like, what are you talking about? There's a printed out birthday sign behind my mom, and I couldn't figure out how she did it. But that's
because we couldn't go out and get supplies. We had to do with what we had.
If you are also watching, I'll explain it for the listeners. There is a board behind me that I just used for my fundraiser I had today for my birthday, which was to raise money for those negatively impacted by COVID-19. I did a 2-hour live stream on my vlog channel. My sister FaceTimed in, my mom FaceTimed in, JoJo Siwa FaceTimed in. We gave away prizes. We did stupid stuff. It was a lot of fun. And at this point in time, we have raised over $12,000. Awesome. And that's just on the GoFundMe page. People were donating. I did the live stream on YouTube, and people were donating in the comments. My mom put on two hats, and I didn't notice. So now I'm a little thrown off here. You're so proud of yourself. Why are birthday hats so much fun? They're so pointy.
The horns. I don't know.
Oh, sorry. I'm exhausted because I did the 2-hour live stream. But people were donating on YouTube in the comment section, which I didn't think was a thing. So YouTube is still processing that revenue. So I don't know how much we made there. So I don't know the total number. I'm going to keep the GoFundMe page open for a couple days. And then I think like Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll cash it all out and donate it to the charities I had picked. But yeah, when I first started this, I was like, oh, we'll maybe make $5,000. And then as I set up the GoFundMe, I was like, listen, I'm gonna shoot for the stars. Maybe we'll hit 10, maybe. And now we've hit 12. I'm amazed and I am so happy. So thank you everyone who participated. People were like, I'm sorry, I can't donate. We don't have any money. Yeah, that's fine that you were there. You were participating. You shared the link. That's fine. We're raising money because people have no money. Like the people that could donate did so we can help people who couldn't, you know? So yeah, the holiday of today that we're recording is my birthday. But Mom, what's the days of the holiday that is today that this is going out? That was confusing. That was a Dr. Seuss tongue twister. Go.
Well, today is April 5th, but we're talking about April 6th.
April 6th, yes.
Well, first I'm going to say the month of April is active dog month.
It's active dog month.
And yes, we both have active dogs.
And are you being like, hey, get active, go walk your dog?
Sure.
Because
I think every dog is active.
Yeah, every dog right now is being very active and getting walked.
Except Moose. Well, he's getting walked.
He's getting walked.
He's just not an active dog.
No, he's not. Maybe once a day he gets a burst of energy for five minutes.
The zoomies, yeah. It's also poetry month. Ew, do you know any good poems, Rachel?
Roses are red, violets are blue. You're my mommy and I love you.
Woo! I like that one. Ah. It's Army Day.
Army, like
Like, thank an army man.
Isn't that like
Veterans Day?
Veterans Day? Yeah.
No, this is just singling out the army.
Oh, so like, don't thank the Marines. Don't thank the Navy.
No, always thank the Marines. Always thank the Navy. They just, I'm just telling you, girl,
okay,
what it says.
So it's a branch of the military's day, the Army's
day. It's also World Table Tennis Day. Ping pong.
Is ping pong like a trademark name or something?
I don't know. It just says World Table Tennis Day.
Okay.
And Tartan Day, that's like Scottish history. That's that pattern, that Scottish little
plaid.
Yeah.
It's called what?
Tartan Day.
I guess the holidays of today just aren't floating my boat.
But here's one that I'm really
except
I'm
I really, do respect the army. Continue.
Oh yes, definitely. I'm excited about Caramel Popcorn Day.
Woo!
Is it caramel or caramel? I say caramel.
It apparently depends where you're from. And I think I would not fight anyone who said it either way. And
you can say potato, potato, tomato, tomato.
When I read it as caramel because I sound it out because I'm a two-year-old with my reading. But when I say it, I say caramel.
Yeah, caramel. I say caramel. Yeah.
Okay.
But it does say caramel. Yeah.
Yeah. It's spelled caramel. Do you say pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
You say pecan?
Okay.
Apparently that's from where you're from as well.
Yeah.
I know that this isn't this day, but Jessica's birthday, my sister-in-law, Jessica Ballinger, mother, wife, sister, daughter, sister-in-law.
Daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law, yes. She's all the things.
She's all the things.
She's all the things. Mom, blogger, she's doing it. Her birthday is this Wednesday, the 8th. So happy birthday, Jessica, on the 8th.
Shout out
to Jessica. And before we see you again, Easter will have happened. So happy Easter Sunday.
Happy Easter.
Stay inside. I know you want to celebrate. You just can't. Trust me, it's my birthday. I want to go celebrate, but I can't. You can't. And, you know, there'll be more Easters and there'll be other holidays and we can do giant makeup holidays. So
yeah.
Celebrate with who you're already quarantined with.
And do a
virtual thing. Do a virtual thing. Virtual. Come on. Get up. Virtual that business.
Do it.
I know it's not the same, but it's better than nothing and it's safer than everything else.
It's still fun.
It's still fun. So yeah, shout out to the Easter Bunny. Oh man, this is the first time I'm not going to have like an Easter egg hunt.
Yep.
That's weird. I haven't even thought about it.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, let's get through my birthday.
You can have an Easter egg hunt. You and Matt, oh, you guys don't have eggs, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you don't even have plastic eggs there.
No. I'll hide something. The dogs will hide little treats for me around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, this whole time, I was just been like, okay, my birthday's happening. I kept myself busy. I've been working all day. And I was like, you're just going to get through my birthday. That's fine. And now I'm like, oh, I have to entertain myself on Easter as well. I'll figure it out, guys. All right, don't even worry about it. All right. So the only coronavirus COVID-19 news I really have to talk about. It's just because also, by the way, I wrote this podcast 30 minutes before I got on here with my mom because I was working
in a
really
busy
hard.
Day.
I was working really hard on my fundraiser like the past week. Guys, if you can see, there's a beautiful board behind me that I spent lots of hours working on. I know it looks like it was put together in 10 minutes.
No.
Not creative and crafty in this element of life. So this
looks great.
This was hard for me. Also, I gotta say, tangent, side note, then we'll get to the coronavirus news. I was going to live stream my Zoom onto YouTube so that people could Skype in, or not Skype in, Zoom in, like my mom and I are doing right now, so you would see this on my live stream. But I couldn't figure it out, and I followed all of the steps, and they're like, okay, once you press live, you're going to go live. And I was like, okay, I can't press that till go time. So I had it all set up. I went through all of these steps until it was like, press this button and you're live. And I was like, okay. So 3 o'clock hit, which was my start time. I pressed it and it was like, please grant permission. And I was like, from whom? What? And it was 3 o'clock, my live stream. This is like the most scheduled thing I've ever done. It was like, at this time, I've made announcements. I put it on every social media I have. At exactly 3 p.m., I'm starting my live stream. And it said, grant permission. I was like, where?
So I'm supposed to blink your eyes and nod your head.
I just think I clicked every button. I went to my YouTube channel. I went to my Zoom profile. I went to my email. I could not figure it out. I was stressing for 5 minutes straight. And then I was like, okay, I texted Colleen. I was like, what do I do? And she goes, just stream straight from YouTube. Because my sister is my PR person, my soundboard, my everything. She's like, just stream straight from YouTube. And I was like, okay, fine. I went to YouTube. YouTube has the most complex streaming system in the world. I was like, I've streamed from YouTube many a times. I haven't done it in like a year. And YouTube has changed a lot in a year. Any platform changes drastically in 1 year. So I clicked to go live and it was like, download your encoder. And I was like, what's an encoder? So I clicked download an encoder and it just like started, it gave me like 3 pages of a book to read. And I was like, I don't have time. I was 15 minutes late. I had to FaceTime Colleen. She goes, I just went through the exact same thing. It took me a half hour to figure out. So she talked me through how to do everything and it magically worked. Like guessing and she's like, I think I pressed this button and like... Mom, you can take your hats off if the elastic is hurting you.
It's hurting me.
Take your...
Let's see how long they last on my head.
No, they're not gonna.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Party!
Anyway, so my live stream was 15 minutes late because I couldn't figure out how to get Zoom to work. And there was like, grant Zoom permission to delete all of your YouTube videos. I was like... No. And they're like, well, then you can't Zoom. And I was like, fine. And they're like, okay, nope, you still have to grant access. Like, it was a mess. Remind me to deny them access to my YouTube channel after this. Anyway, okay. So that was a tangent of just the annoyances that I went through to live stream. Yeah. But it's good done and it was fun.
It was successful and wonderful. It was
a successful thing. We raised lots of money. All right, my COVID virus news. A tiger at the Bronx Zoo tested positive for COVID-19 or coronavirus, which was the first animal case in the US. So 3 other lions developed coughs, but they're expected to recover. How did animals get access to tests before humans? Lots of six humans?
It's like, well, that tiger dude has it.
He does? I thought he was just in the jail that had it.
I thought it said he had it. Maybe I read it too fast. Well, all things internet.
Speaking of that, apparently there's one more episode of Tiger King that is supposed to come to Netflix this week. So Jeff Lowe, the really gross, they're all really gross, terrible few people. He's the Jeff Lowe. Do you know which one he is?
Nope, you gotta tell me.
He bought the zoo.
Yes, I do. Yes.
And he's the one that like goes to Vegas all the time.
And
he's
his wife's pregnant and yes, they yes, have and a lot of-
he's just a douchebag. They're all douchebags, but he's just like, ugh. So apparently he did a video for someone, like a cameo. Someone paid him to do a cameo. And he said, oh, well, there is another episode that's supposed to air this week. So we're getting our information from this guy who has proven to not be very trustworthy. So I don't know how true this is, but no one's come out and said no against it. But it also hasn't been confirmed by credible sources.
You heard it first, right here, on All Things Internet.
If it's true, we're great. If
we're taking the credit.
You can't blame us.
Oh my goodness.
Another thing I read this week is that the toilet paper shortage isn't going to end soon. Because we talked about this. People were like, everyone needs to stop hoarding. Yes, yes, yes. But also it's not just that. It's that the studies have shown that 40% of toilet paper use was commercial. So at restaurants, at businesses, at your office. And so when you take that 40% and move it over to the house, there isn't enough supply just because, you know, Charmin and Quilted Northern only put out so much for that 60%. Now you're adding the 40% extra, and they're like, oh, we haven't.
So now we're just going to have to buy this scratchy toilet paper.
Yes. So now we have to buy a scratchy
toilet paper. But that's not available either.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing's available. So until people start pooping in offices again, we have to use less squares and give toilet paper that you do have to people who don't have any. So you got to spread the rolls out.
Or buy a duvet. Duvet.
Or buy duvet? A duvet.
Duvet? No, don't buy a bed sheet.
Bidet. Bidet. Don't buy a bed sheet. Don't poop on your bed, guys. Whatever my mom says, don't poop on your bed.
I said a duvet. What a knucklehead.
Oh, I believed you. Days. I was like, yeah, go buy one.
It's great for covering your comforter, but not.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I got to yawn.
You're going to make everybody yawn now.
I'm sorry.
See?
All right. So also my grocery store has started to fill up with food, except they're still lacking on the tofu, the tempeh.
And toilet paper.
Toilet paper. But if your stores are still just going low on food and you're struggling to find some food during this quarantine, might I suggest HelloFresh?
Yes!
HelloFresh is our sponsor for today. The love for this episode is from HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit service. So break out of your dinner rut with HelloFresh's 22 plus seasonal chef curated recipes each week. Or maybe you want to take up cooking during this quarantine, but don't know where to start. I personally think this is a great starter cookers thing. Like if you don't really know what to do, this is great because it helps you give you confidence in the kitchen. I think that's what a lot of cooking is just having confidence to be like, yeah, I know when this is done. So they give you that fake confidence, which can lead to real confidence because everything's idiot proof. It's pre-measured. It's step-by-step instructions. It's so you can't mess up. And I always feel good about myself whenever I make one of these meals. Like I said, HelloFresh's pre-portioned ingredients means that there's less prep for you and less food waste. And yeah. In this day and age, we don't want any wasted food, do nope. we? Every bite matters at this point. And their packaging is almost entirely made from recycled and or already mm-hmm. recycled content. So you don't have to stress about having things delivered. It's super flexible, so you can add meals or snacks or desserts whenever you want. You can also change delivery days or skip a week. It's a great choice. So go to HelloFresh.com/AllThingsInternet10 and use the code AllThingsInternet10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/AllThingsInternet10. That's all the name of the show and then 10, 10 as in 10, not the spelled out version. Good, Mom?
It sounds great. I love HelloFresh.
It is. I know you too. You really love HelloFresh. Yeah. Right when this whole quarantine thing started, I saw Mamrie Hart tweet. She's like, I don't know if people have already figured this out, but I feel like meal services are a really good idea right now. Mm-hmm. She's like, I just used Grace's code and got that. So like, I don't know. Shout out to anyone else who wants to do it. I was like, oh. That is really smart. That's a good idea. I feel like a lot of people are doing that right now as delivery services.
Rachel.
I'm sorry. I'm very young. Okay. So Miley Cyrus is doing this like little internet show called Bright Minded. I like how I say little as if I get more views on my things than her. Miley Cyrus is doing an internet show and people watch it. And she's been bringing celebrities on. She like, you know, does like on Instagram and stuff. It's cute. It's fun. Miley Cyrus is great. I think she's a fantastic human being. But she had Selena Gomez on her show recently. And mm-hmm. Selena Gomez announced that she has recently been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And she said she was finally able to talk about it because she decided to educate herself and learn everything she possibly could on it. And once she did that, when she learned everything she possibly could know about bipolar, she wasn't scared of it anymore. And she was like, okay. And so she talked
about knowledge is power.
Yes. I literally have that written in my notes, Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I love that you were on the same page as me. but I just love that she did that because I feel like people either my dog is whining. Why are you whining? You're not getting that ball. You cannot have that ball. Sorry. But people are so scared of these things that no one talks about it. So it becomes not a normal thing. And so everyone's scared to talk about it. No one talks about it. So it becomes kind of taboo. That means less people know about it, less people research it, which becomes even more fearful because people fear what they don't know. Mom, what are you doing?
Throw a pencil at Trent.
Why are you throwing a pencil at your child?
Because I told him not to rile up Cinderella during the podcast, and he was poking out to rile her up. So I threw a pencil at him.
Your child was riling up your dog and disobeying you. Throw a pencil at him. Anyway, I thought this was great because
most people don't talk about. So
yeah, and I think it's great that she is because it gives kids, like, what if a kid was diagnosed with bipolar? They have a role model to be like, oh, I can be successful in life. Mm-hmm. I can be this great person that has a huge, amazing, famous career and lots of money and, you know, be best friends with Taylor Swift, even if I do have this thing. And it's like, there's a basketball player on the Lakers who has asthma. He's a mm-hmm. professional sports person. There's my mom with her inhaler. He has asthma. And I always was like, oh, I learned that. I was like, oh, cool, whatever. And then Jake, my nephew, who also has asthma, loves sports. And mm-hmm. one time I mentioned, oh, yeah, there's a basketball player with asthma. His face lit up. He's like, really? And it was like this thing went off where he's like, oh, it's okay. Like, this isn't going to stop me in the future. So it is like, I mean, having asthma is just like, it's not something to be ashamed of at all. No. And mental health shouldn't be either. It should be looked at the same thing. So like Jake has someone that he can be like, see, I could do it because this person did it. And so when celebrities, like, I know people are like, why don't we care about celebrities? Well, this is great because it gives people a chance to look at this and be like, look, you can do things even if, you know, you're diagnosed with something. Because I think everything's a lot scarier because people don't know. Because people fear what they don't know.
That's right.
All right. There's a thing going around the internet right now that I was going to try today, but I didn't have the time.
Is it this?
Why is that a picture of me? Why? My mom is pulling up an infant, like I'm still in the hospital
You were
picture.
One. That was you today, was 29 years ago. Sorry.
That was me.
Couldn't resist.
I had just been cut out of you.
Yeah,
I was trying to sleep, and you take a picture, probably with the flash on.
Well, not me.
No.
Probably your dad.
That's true. All right. What I was going to say that everyone's obsessed with right now, mainly like everyone was obsessed with it last week, and then my sister became obsessed with it this week, was whipped coffee.
Yeah.
My sister's always a week behind, but it's fine. Because she's just like, she's cute with it. I was seriously going to try it today. I have the stuff for it. But I didn't have the time because I woke up and just immediately started doing things to get ready for the fundraiser. And then I was like, oh, I'll do it after. And then 5:30 is when I ended. And then I was like, wait, if I drink coffee right now, I'm not going to sleep tonight because I'm 29 years old and I can't have caffeine past 3 p.m. anymore. Or else I can't get to sleep at night.
This is a problem. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I will try this whipped coffee that everybody is trying and already decides that is great. So I'll let Instagram know and probably my vlog how it is. So that's all the news I have today because I didn't look anything up.
Well, you mentioned going to Disneyland on one of your birthdays. So.
I did. Oh,
there you go, Rachel.
Good. My mom is holding up a really blurry, ugly photo of me at Disneyland. My dog is licking his paws. It's allergy season for dogs. If anyone's wondering why their dogs are licking their paws or itching their ears a lot, it's allergies.
That it has allergies.
What?
It is allergies.
Yes. And so
for people
Blaze,
too.
Yes. Blaze has been licking his paws nonstop. And Snoop has been itching his ears, and that so much so that he got an ear infection. That's what I talked about last week. He's clear of that.
Good.
But Blaze, I can't get him to stop licking his paws, and I'm not going to go to the vet for it because it doesn't seem like a critical thing to get exposed to. Especially if tigers are getting it now. I don't know if my dogs are going to get this. I'm just not going to chance that.
They're not around tigers.
No, but usually, just so you know, if life were normal, if your dogs do this during spring, you can get an allergy shot and that will calm it down. Cause I didn't know this before I had my dogs, that dogs get allergies. I didn't know that. There you go. Mom, what game do you want to play today?
Oh, I don't know. When you ask me questions, I freeze.
I really liked the game we played last week of Make That Noise.
Okay.
I don't have anything written down, so I'm just going to make this up as I go.
Oh my goodness. Tim, you have to help on this one.
I can't.
He doesn't know what I said.
We're playing the game where you pick up the noise.
It expects him to know what's going on.
Oh, I forgot. I think everybody can hear me. You. No. Us.
Just us.
Make a noise she has to make.
Do, 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 do.
Come on.
Raindrops falling
on your head.
On my head?
That's what he said.
On my
raindrops.
Head?
Raindrops. You know how to do it. Hawaii. Think Hawaii.
Okay, but I have to dig it with my mouth.
Oh.
Okay. This is raindrops on a window. Okay?
Okay. Oh, I snorted. Now do one of your mom laughing and snorting.
Wow. Okay, let me come up with one with you. La, 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 la. A balloon popping.
Pop!
That is... Say pop. Why aren't you making noise?
Because it was... Oh, it didn't pop. It lost its fizz. Okay, never mind.
Just leaned back and breathed out.
Well, that's what a balloon does.
Yeah, but it's slowly deflating.
Yeah, okay.
But even then it goes... that springs around the room. Give me one.
Oh, this is mama. So hard. How about the sound of a dryer when there's a belt on your pants that you forgot to take off? You have a fast dryer.
Okay, it's more like
ka-chunk,
you make the noises that would come up on the screen when Batman punches something.
That's my era.
Punch! Pop!
Pow!
Chow! Pow! Those aren't the actual noises that are made.
I'm not good at this, Rachel.
You can't say the noises.
What?
All right. You know what, Mom? Unless
Colleen's
you have...
Colleen's FaceTiming us right now.
Who is?
In the other room, Colleen. It's not for this.
It's
okay.
Not for
Go
this.
Ahead.
No, she doesn't know this is happening. I mean, no. She can zoom in if she'd like. We don't have to play this game. Because we weren't prepared for it. Sorry,
Uh-oh.
Guys.
Where'd you go?
I'm right here.
Colleen's trying to FaceTime me.
Oh, she is interrupting. Can someone answer her? Someone answer. This is a mess. Someone just answer her and say, I'm podcast. You can use your... Oh, now I've lost my mom's volume. Now she's gone. She has disappeared. She's laughing. All I could see is my mom having the time of her life while FaceTiming my sister, and we're supposed to be podcasting. She says she's sorry, but for some reason I can't hear her now, and neither can you guys. Oh, there she goes.
Hi.
Mom, Rachel? You're podcasting.
Oh, I have to go podcast.
Okay, bye.
I love you, bye. Okay, Rachel.
You're the worst.
Wait, now what how do I that? Get big again?
Oh my God.
How do I get big again? Double click.
Oh, there you I are. Get big again.
Okay. Oh, well.
Oh, this is a mess.
Whoops, now I lost you. There.
It's my birthday.
I'll make you big my way. Okay, I can see you.
Good.
There, yeah.
What'd Colleen want?
It was just Flynn laughing hysterically, rolling around on a bed, and it was adorable.
Okay, I'll accept.
I love it when all the grandkids FaceTime us.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty cute.
It's fun.
All right. We're going to move on to questions, but I haven't picked them
yet. Okay.
So we're just going to find them in the Twitter worlds.
Okay. Twitter
Sound good?
Worlds.
What is the weirdest thing you've done this week?
What is the weirdest thing you've done this week?
I'm asking you.
Oh, I was trying to think, so I was stalling asking
you.
I'll
tell you what mine is. Putting on gloves and a mask to go to a grocery store. Eric, don't know if I'm allowed, but it's not negative, but I'm just going to say, I don't know if the conversations he tells me about his parents I'm allowed to say, but I'm going to say it because I think I took it to heart. He always calls his parents every week. And right before this all started happening, they were all like, oh, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. You know how everyone was, you know? Mm-hmm. And then as it started getting more serious, he called them and he kept his spirits up because their spirits were up. And then he called them and his mom goes, you know, it's weird right now, but then we're all going to get used to this weird and it won't be so weird anymore and it'll be okay. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. It's going to be, and we're getting to that point where this isn't that weird anymore. Like I was like, going to go to the store, got to grab my gloves and mask. Like that's normal now. And it's like, no, that's weird. It's weird that we have to do that. But now it's becoming normal after like 3 weeks into this. What are we? 3-4 weeks into this?
It feels like 7, but that's okay.
It feels like 20. Yeah. So I just like, I always think about that every time I do something where I'm like, this is normal now. Like, I don't even think about it anymore. But now I'm like, wait, I didn't have to do this a month ago. Yeah. So what her words were so smart where it was just like, it's weird now, but once we're used to it, it won't be weird anymore.
Yeah.
God, you're right. What's something weird you've done, Mom?
Something weird that I've done. Well, besides that.
Yes.
Wiping all the groceries that come into my house is still weird. That's not normal for me yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
If Colleen gave you the coffee powder, can you make the vlog making it tomorrow? Yes. Okay. Because Colleen gave me instant. Colleen is a sweetie pie. And she baked a cake for me. And she just, right before I recorded, she put the cake. I have a pathway leading from my front door to my sidewalk. I opened my gate and propped it open so she didn't have to touch anything. And she came and put a cake at the part of the pathway next to the sidewalk. So basically on the sidewalk. And I stood by my front door, 50 to 60 feet away. And she set down the cake and sang me happy birthday and tried to light the candle, but it was windy, so it kept blowing out. And she left some presents in like a bag, and it was like a puzzle, some fruit, and the instant coffee. So that, because I bought instant coffee, but she's like, it's better with espresso instant coffee. So she brought me some of that to make whipped coffee. So yes, I will vlog that tomorrow. So for your viewing pleasure on Wednesday.
So you don't put in milk. What would you put in?
Oat milk. I have oat milk and almond milk. Yeah.
Okay.
Someone says, was the cake good? I didn't eat it. I haven't eaten it yet. Matt was like, you want to cut into it? And I was like, I'm going to wait till like I'm done with everything. I'm going to sit on my butt.
It's cute. It's a cute cake.
It's a cute cake.
Did she tell you what flavor it is?
I think she said chocolate, but I don't remember. All I know is it's vegan and it's cute.
Oh,
and I'm excited to
eat
it. Delaney says, important question. What is your Mario Kart character? When you play Mario Kart, what character do you choose?
Oh, is that a game I play? I usually like the tongue guy, the
Yoshi.
Tongue licky guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you, me, and Colleen all pick Yoshi. Is that what is that? Why do we all pick Yoshi?
He's cute. He's got character.
We liked playing his game. Yoshi Land, what is it called?
I don't ask me the
You
names.
Lick up the eggs. Was he a dinosaur?
Maybe he is a dinosaur. Trent's here, he'd know, but I'm not going to ask.
That's too, we don't care. We all picked Yoshi. Sometimes I'd pick Bowser if I felt like I was pissed about it. I was like,
that
wasn't
the game that I'd play. Yeah, that's Mario not the game Kart. I'd play.
You play
I only
Super
played
Mario.
That a couple times. That's the game
Super
I like.
Mario. Yeah. How was your birthday? How do you feel about the amount you raised? My birthday was good. I was just so excited and happy and proud of how much money y'all raised. It was
awesome. How much longer can you give to that?
I'm going to close the page out on Wednesday the 8th.
Wednesday the 8th. Okay, Jessica's birthday.
Yes. So you have today, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning. And then I'll close it out and do all the things with it. Give it all the monies away. How did you raise so much? I didn't do it. It was you guys. I just sat in front of a screen and had Colleen be a stage mom to me. She was texting me nonstop. Move it closer. Do this. Make sure you tell them this. I love her. What have you been doing to keep busy? Well, Anna, I personally have just been working like crazy. I'm very lucky to still have a job during this whole time. So I up my workload. I've been putting 6 videos out a week. Working a lot. Mom, what have you been doing?
All kinds of things.
All kinds
but
of things.
But my problem is I can't complete the tasks. I'm too scattered in my head. No. It's not. It's like I can't focus. I think because of all the world that's happening.
Mom, you have ADD.
No. It's. I'm sure a lot of people feel that way right now. Like I read something that says it's okay if you wear your pajamas all day.
Yes, it is.
I know it is. It's okay if you don't repaint your house while you're in lockdown. No, you don't
have to do anything.
I know, and it was nice to hear that because then it gave me permission to go, oh, I want to sew. Oh, wait, I can't think to sew because my brain's too scattered with everything that's
preoccupied.
There.
Is that preoccupied the word you want
to
use?
And the uncertainty of everything.
Nerve-wracking.
I don't know. Just okay. Unsettling.
Okay, it's fine. Everything will be okay.
But
yeah. You can just sit and do whatever makes you feel the best at this moment.
Starting a lot of things and never finishing them.
That's what you want to do? That's fine. This household is very used to that. Oh, chicken update. Any chicken updates, Mom?
My chickens are all laying, and I am very happy about that because that's free food.
There you go. She's got them eggs, y'all. She's going to have Easter up in her house.
And I don't have to dye the eggs. They're already colored.
Oh, that's... Can you dye a brown egg?
Maybe to be browner? I don't know.
Your dog barked.
She did.
She did it again. It's fine. She did. I miss her. Oh, Blaze can hear it through my headphones and is stressing out. It's on the TV. Cute. It's on the TV, but... All right. That's going to be it, I think, today.
That's it for today.
I'm sorry, guys. It was short. It wasn't... Well, it's never in depth, but...
Never. But it was a birthday edition.
It was a birthday edition. There are balloons behind both of us. But I'll put the link in the description of this YouTube video to go to the GoFundMe page. If you want to donate, please do. Hi, Dad. I love you. Or you can donate to any animal place in my name if you'd like. I've got a few that are also on the GoFundMe page. There's links to other animal places that I'm personally going to be donating to. That the money's not going to those places, but they're just there in case you did want to donate. So if you wanted to get me a birthday present, go save some animals. Donate to the pandemic help relief or animals, whatever you want.
There you go.
And thank you again, HelloFresh, for being our sponsor for this episode and feeding tummies all over. Blaze is whining. All right, Mom. I love you. I miss you.
I love you. I miss you too. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
My little boo-boo bear.
I'm a boo-boo bear.
You're my boo-boo bear.
Remember when you wanted that to be my license plate in high school?
Boo-boo bear.
Boo-boo bear. I was like, no, thank you. Thanks, but no thanks. All right, I love you. Mom, take us out.
All right. We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.